Blog Talk Radio.
From Helping Hands Press, author Patty J. Smith, and narration by George.com, comes an important book for our times, Redeemed, Rosary Meditations for Post-Abortive Women. An unplanned pregnancy can be a joyous occasion, but for some women, it is a frightening one. A young girl does not want to face her parents. An unmarried woman is worried about her career. A mother with many other children lives in poverty. Succumbing to fear or pressure from friends and family results in the decision to abort. At first, there is a sense of relief. However, a few months, years, or decades later, the effects of that decision may surface with disastrous results. The physical effects can be dealt with medically. However, it takes the unfathomable mercy of God to heal the soul. This book will help you tap into the mercy of God. Listen to this sample. For Sarah and Matthew, my angels. I swept you away so long ago. I tried to move on, to forget. I continued my life as if nothing occurred, ignoring the regret. Feelings of anguish would surface, which I couldn't understand. I would shrug it off, chalk it up to life, just issues to withstand. I didn't know that it was you opening my eyes to see that you wanted to be remembered as a special part of me. The sadness grew and followed me. No matter how hard I tried to run, there was nowhere else to go. My life became undone. Finally, reaching out for help, I learned the reason for my strife. I hadn't mourned for what was swept so quickly from my life. I didn't know that it was you opening my eyes to see. But now, you are remembered and a forever part of me, Patty J. Smith. Introduction. Regardless of the circumstances surrounding an unplanned pregnancy, there are some things women may not be aware nor informed of when they decide on abortion. The emotional, physical, and spiritual consequences. At first, there is a sense of relief. However, a few months, years, or decades later, the effects may surface with disastrous results. The physical side effects of abortion can be dealt with medically. However, this devotional will focus on healing the soul. Women carrying the burden of guilt and shame of abortion may turn to drugs, alcohol, and promiscuity to hide the pain. Others suffer from depression and might contemplate suicide. They may have many failed relationships, not want children, or resist bonding with the children they bear. If they were spiritual or religious, leaving the church and their faith community could result due to a feeling of being undeserving of God's presence in their lives. There is hope. There is healing. Nothing is unforgivable. God is merciful and loves us. He sees our tears and our pain and wants to hold us in His comforting arms. He wants us to talk to Him, ask His forgiveness, and welcome Him back into our lives. He wants us to be closer to His mother, the Blessed Virgin Mary, as she, above all, knows the pain of loss. These meditations are for all women who have suffered the pain of abortion. I pray they provide peace and comfort and encourage a stronger relationship to God and the Blessed Mother. That's from Redeemed, Rosary Meditations for Post-Abortive Women by Patty J. Smith. It's produced by NarrationByGeorge.com and available from Helping Hands Press at MyHelpingHandsPress.com.